Welcome to your sanity safe space.
Not a fucking issue.
With your favorite YouTube podcast duo.
You're fucking a white male.
And a white female too. Saving the millennial generation in weekly installments. Live from a castle tower and his mother's basement. This is Beauty and the Beta.
And we will make America great again.
Of a white Christmas.
Get your corn fascist ass out of here!
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Ah! Oh my God!
Hello and welcome to the show. It is a great show. It is a terrific show. It is a tremendous show. Frankly, the most festive. Or at least I'm making up for the lack of festiveness by you Scrooges here.
Come on. Braided a red ribbon into my hair. Come on.
I know. Just, whatever. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Early, at least. This is Beauty and the Beta, of course. My name is Matt Christensen, flanked on my right, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Blonde. Welcome.
Hello.
And joining us tonight to set the tone of holiday cheer for the weekend, listener favorite, host favorite, of course, Roaming Millennial, back. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I was thinking I wanted to do like a cinematic bit for you, like in a world where every guest is too flaky to join us or hates this show too much, one hero rises to fill the guest spot. That's Roaming Millennial. We can always count on Roaming Millennial.
Oh, I appreciate that. I feel bad though, because we had a bit of I was swamped last week, so I couldn't. But I'm happy to be here now. I'm sorry about
for the
week.
Best. Well, yeah, it's you get to join the holiday episode. Hopefully, it's
true.
A little
it's more fun.
Fun
for me. Yeah.
Yeah, and we only have one serious topic, so you know, be less work. If you can't tell, I, in addition to Blonde, apparently have come down with a bit of a holiday bug. So if my voice sounds a bit off, you know, I'm chugging tea here, so, and I might have to take a pee break accordingly.
Awesome.
But we'll try to make it through it. Up top, I have two holiday stories to share with you. One of them will warm your heart. We'll start with that one. And then the other will chill it right back down. And that will be courtesy of CNN. And then we will get into that serious topic of the night. The apparently not at all terrorist attack on the streets of Melbourne on Thursday. It looks like every factor is at play in the investigation and everything needs to be considered, except of course the obvious one, which has nothing at all to do with the religion of peace. We'll talk about that a little bit. Did you guys see the Rosie O'Donnell meltdown this week?
Sure did.
The bribery meltdown?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I did. Possibly
my favorite Twitter meltdown slash exchange that I've ever seen with Ben Shapiro. My goodness.
Hashtag me too.
Yes. And speaking of me too, there was a great moment on Morning Joe this week with Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough in a rare moment of appreciation for due process, which is a great clip.
Wow.
Sam Stein from the Huffington Post is also there. Let's take a look at that. And I don't know if you know this story, Roaming. Back, was it in the summer, maybe? I don't know when we talked about this, Blonde. But there was this stunt by this YouTube couple. One of the
Oh, where she shot the guy?
Yes.
Yes.
She just struck a plea deal. So we'll take a look at that. So, yeah, I guess justice is served. I don't know. This story is just unreal. I hope the views and the subs were worth it. Everybody go subscribe while she's in jail. She really needs it. What else we got? Oh, a little bit of top cringe. It's not a surprise because I had to play it a little bit, but what was the name of the song? It's the Daily Show song about appreciating women during the yearly show. It's his, Well, it could qualify for surprise cringe if I had not spoiled it already.
What?
Yeah. It's got a cameo by someone special, you know, to come in and just... it's going to bring out the blonde facial expressions that everyone loves. Let's just put it that way. And of course, we will read super chats in between topics. $5 and up will be read on the Sunday show because we are no good low down money grabbers. We regret the policy, but have to keep the Sunday show moving along. It will be all this and more in your favorite hour of listening material, or 2 hours, or 90 minutes, or whatever. I'm hoping for 90 minutes, and then we can all have a Merry Christmas weekend. So we'll get through it. Thank you for liking the show on YouTube. Thank you for reviewing the show on iTunes. Thank you for keeping us afloat and helping us upgrade stuff on Patreon. Thank you for emailing us. That is beautyandthebeta@gmail.com. And you can listen to the show on the audio platforms, all linked in the description for you. iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find us. A little bit, it's just some updates here. And then I want to talk about Roaming Millennials' fancy new CRTV show. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But before we do that, we have to get to listener art, which incidentally features Roaming Millennial just in time this week. We got this artwork from Frank Underwood of a greatly enhanced blonde and a greatly enhanced me too. Apparently Frank wants to, he's asking us what our New Year's resolution is. He wants to hit the gym and change career paths. This is what he pictures us like next year.
You guys get the best fan art. Can I just say, consistently really amazing.
It's good. We get.
I'd be
good
curious
stuff.
To know what your criteria for good are. but yes, we do get comedic.
During the tentacle sure. porn era, we were getting some like top notch fan art.
I love how the period blood scene from the last time I think I was on also inspired fan art. People draw inspiration from the weirdest things.
That was definitely one of the best moments in the history of the show. I would say, the reaction was great.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Oh.
So I was going to ask you about this too, Roaming, because this piece of artwork is from Generalissimo Wyatt. This is me sending a movie applauder over the catapult over the wall. My question to you is, what's your opinion of people who clap at movies?
I feel like it's acceptable if you're at the premiere and it's the first screening and the cast and the director and stuff is there. Then I feel like, oh, you know, they're there to hear your congratulations. Otherwise, why?
Right.
And I feel that the same way about people who clap when planes land.
I've never witnessed that, but I'm told that's a European thing or something.
Is that a thing?
Quebecers do it. And it's like, I guess they're congratulating the pilot for not killing us all. I mean, it's the strangest thing.
Do they boo when the plane crashes? Like right before they die and hit the ground. Boo,
yeah, they
hiss.
Let you know how disappointed they are.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, thank you, Wyatt. And, the other question would be, would you catapult the people over the wall, the movie applauders? Do you hate them as much as I do that they deserve the catapult, or you're just willing to grin and bear it?
I don't know if I would say catapult, but maybe they just have to, you know, wait outside the cinema with the rest of the animals. Maybe that's a fair compromise.
Fair enough. Freezing outside is good enough for me. So we spoke about this story last week, this tattoo that Pete Davidson of SNL got of Hillary Clinton saying she's the strongest person he knows or his hero or whatever. These tattoo revisions are from Guy Incognito. So there's me, there's Blonde, and just before the show tonight, there's Roaming. I don't know. Don't take this the wrong way, but your guys' faces came out fatter than mine. How did that happen?
I don't know.
I feel like, I mean, Blonde's actually looks like it could be, you know, actually in the face. Matt's yours too, but mine kind of is just...
You're smiling so huge.
Yeah.
I have this lovely bit of like jaw and jowl surrounding my face.
Yeah, it looks like there's an extra chin hanging out under there or something.
Yeah.
These are great though. That's so
okay.
Funny.
And I got one last little piece of information here. A poem from listener Big Red Doggy. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a cuck was stirring, not even slightly triggered. The hoax hate notes were hung on the door with care in hopes that Saint BLM would soon be there. The feminists were nestled all snug in their pussy hats while visions of soy boys danced in their heads, and Hillary in her best pantsuit and I in my feminist shirt had just screamed at the sky in preparation for 7 more years of Trump. That's a delightful holiday poem.
This is our first poem, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know that we've received one before.
Well, all right.
It's pretty good.
So big news for you. I saw this pop up on Twitter and just came out of nowhere. Holy cow. So you got a new show on CRTV coming up.
Yes, we're hoping to get started mid-January. It's going to be called Uncensored. So you can bet your bottom dollar we're going to be talking about things like Islamic terrorism, migrant crisis, stuff that YouTube isn't a fan of very much. And I'm really excited. It's going to be 3 times a week. And an episode a week is going to be posted onto my YouTube channel. So I'm not going to leave my subscribers hanging dry. I think it should be good. We're in the middle of building this set right now, which is exciting for me as someone who kind of likes the artsy design part of decoration. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So you have a month to build the set?
Yeah, well, actually, so we're doing construction. We're kind of setting up a fireplace and some brick. It's going to be super classy. I want people to look at
the set. Is it real brick
or
are you talking like subway brick, like where it's just wallpaper?
No, it's like actual brick. I was actually it was heavy to carry, very fragile. But I want people to look at the set and think, wow, I want to drink scotch there. That's the vibe I'm going for. I don't drink scotch, but that's what I'm thinking. But CRTV is going to be sending people down who know how to hook up the camera equipment and stuff, which I have no idea how to do. So yeah, I'm not sure. We haven't decided yet when that's happening, but hopefully soon because we got to get started.
So what do people do if they want to sign up to subscribe for this?
Yeah, you can go to crtv.com and you can get an annual subscription, which also gives you things like Louder with Crowder and Gavin McInnes, Get Off My Lawn, Michelle Malkin, Mark Levin, stuff like that. And if you use the code ROAMING20, you get $20 off your annual subscription. I don't get any money from that. I know people, after I posted my announcement video, were like, oh, you're just shilling your, I guess it's called an affiliate link, but it's not. It's just so you guys can save money. I don't get money from it. Apparently that worried people a lot.
Well, when I saw Roaming Millennial Uncensored, I thought a few things. One, are they going to let you swear on the show?
I actually didn't ask.
Oh, dang
it. Just was not going to.
Do you want to swear on the show?
Yeah. See, the thing is, my mom and my grandma and my dad watch everything I put out. And so do extended family members.
Right. So this is my third question. Yeah. Have you ever sworn in your life?
Yes.
You have?
Okay. I have. Definitely. I'm that kind of person where I'm someone who swears when they're frustrated, when something's not going right. So, I mean, me playing Call of Duty, just like a sailor, it's really bad. And with stupid things as well, things that you shouldn't really get frustrated over, you know, learning how to parallel park. Still, anytime I have to parallel park, stuff like that.
Last question. Are you interested in swearing now?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving on. I was just thinking about this. I was like, you know, I don't think I've ever heard her say a bad word in my life.
I said crap or something on one of my videos. Actually, I feel like I say that on my channel fairly often. And I got some people saying like, oh, I've never heard you swear. That's why I liked your channel. Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
What?
Occasionally I'll get an email in my inbox for being too foul mouthed too. And I really don't consider myself. Yeah. I mean, on the podcast, I will be a little bit more. But in a video, unless it's like a quote, I really don't say it.
Not so much,
Anyway, would you guys like your holiday hearts warmed?
Yes,
I guess so. You're just going to take it away right after this, aren't
you? Yeah, I am. I'm setting it up to just tear it down. Did you see the story of this little boy in Mississippi who called 911 on the Grinch? Wasn't it great?
Yes.
So, I am not easily emotionally moved by things, but I thought, you know what? That's really damn cute. I never say that, but that's really damn cute. Good for him.
I'm a sucker for gooey emotional things. I can't watch Hallmark movies because it's just going to be a disaster. And I started tearing up when I saw that. Just like, he's so precious. Oh my God. It's such a magical season. Yeah. Especially with the cops kind of, I think they got a fake Grinch that they arrested.
Oh. Right. So this is, his name is Tylon Pittman. He's 5 years old. He lives in Byram, Mississippi. And he was worried about the Grinch and he knew that he could not take on the Grinch by himself. So he called 911 to warn the authorities of the Grinch's plot to steal Christmas. This police officer, Lauren Devell, heard about Tylon's call via the dispatcher who had posted the call, a story of the call on Facebook, wanted to know his address so she could go tell him his holiday would be safe. So she went to Tylon's house and reassured him, and on Monday took him out on a trip to arrest and detain the Grinch. The Grinch is reportedly facing several charges, including attempted theft of Christmas, says Officer Devell. So this is the story, and it's It's melt your heart type video. So this is the actual 911 call first, and then the police officer's in.
Okay, watch for the Grinch, because the Grinch
gonna steal
Christmas, okay?
Okay, do you have any adults there with you?
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, this is my son playing on the phone.
No, it's fine. He called in saying that the Grinch was trying to steal his Christmas.
5-year-old Tylan Pittman was watching a video on his smartphone and didn't like what he saw, so he decided to call 911.
Because he wanted to leave nine.
And not long after placing that call, a Byram police officer showed up.
What are you going to do if he tries to steal your Christmas?
I want to come at my house and take him to.
Byram PD kept their promise.
Grinch is not going to come steal your Christmas. I don't want that happen.
They got a hold of the Grinch and let Tylan do the honors.
Look, there's a lock right there.
Lock him in.
Twist it.
Once Tylan thought the Grinch had enough time to think about his actions, he walked in the cell for a little one-on-one with the Grinch.
You just saved the day.
After the Grinch served his time, Tylan got to tour the...
Wasn't it funny how the Grinch congratulated him on saving the day?
Good job.
Thank you for arresting me.
I don't worry, bro.
You showed me the error of my ways.
Yeah.
The Byram Police Department and was sure to offer his services should they need him again in the future.
You're gonna chase him so fast.
I'm gonna ride my motorcycle so fast.
In Byram, Symphony Privet, Fox 40 News.
Oh.
I appreciate this not just because of the holiday spirit, but you know, in a time where police are constantly ripped on, vilified, hated, accused of terrible things, there are plenty of cops who genuinely care about the community. In fact, the majority of cops, and want to help out and treat people well and establish good community relations like this.
Yeah, that's true. And what else are these female cops going to do besides stuff like this?
This is why you have one on the force block.
So she can deal with the children, the women's work.
Yeah, the women's
exactly.
work. Exactly.
Okay. Now, are you ready to have your holiday spirit cringed off?
Ugh.
I know I sent this to you, Blonde, so it's not a surprise to you, but did you see this, Roaming? This CNN piece? It's about a book where Santa has a black gay husband.
Oh, I saw people parody or talking about it. I didn't see the actual piece.
So I tried to find the full interview. All I could find was a 2-minute, 20-second segment circulating Twitter, so there's probably more to it than I was able to find. But there's probably enough in here to comment on anyway. This is CNN promoting the new book, Santa's Husband, written by Daniel Kibblesmith, illustrated by Ashley Quach.
There's a new children's book out this Christmas. Takes us inside Santa's wedding. We meet Santa's husband, David. We're going to talk to the author
Why?
And the illustrator ahead.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes with me and think of Santa and his spouse. Now open them. This is the cover of the new book. Is this the image that popped in your head?
This
is the cover of Santa's husband.
No, it's Discount Don Lemon. I don't know his name, but you'll see him in a little bit.
A new children's book that hits stores nationwide this holiday season. And joining me now, the author, Daniel Kibblesmith, and illustrator Ashley Quach. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Certainly. Thank you for coming in. This is new. Daniel, first to you, what inspired Santa's husband?
It was sort of inspired by the annual tradition we have in this country of pretending that there's a giant war on Christmas and that traditional Christmas is under attack. So, among other things, we were reading all of the news about the Mall of America hiring a black Santa Claus last year. And me and my now wife made a joke on Twitter that if we ever had a child, they would only know about black Santa Claus. And if they saw a white Santa Claus at the mall, we would just explain, well, that's his husband. And then Ashley and I knew each other from the internet and from her illustration already. And she jumped into my Twitter mentions and said, boom, new book.
Yeah, and it's out now, available everywhere, actually. So let me read a couple of pages here. It says, like any married couple, they have their disagreements, but they always manage to kiss and make up, usually over a plate of milk and cookies.
Why? This doesn't need to be a thing. We have Mrs. Claus. We've already hammered this element out. God.
But I mean, okay, so he's complaining, oh, there's no war on Christmas. Let me just turn Santa into a black man in a gay relationship. Yeah. But there's no war on traditional Christmas.
Yeah.
Those conservatives are so paranoid. What?
In the spirit of pretending like there's a war on Christmas, I'm going to actually start a war on Christmas.
But it's just, I mean, like, okay, so I know people have been mad at the last Star Wars. I don't know about the Star Wars. I've been trying to tune it out. I'm sick of Star Wars, but people were mad about like there being like not enough white people on screen. And see, to me, I might watch a movie and like, oh, there's a gay character, a black character. I won't notice if it's just, you know, relevant in the story, whatever. But this is an instance where they're actually like trying to shove like diversity agendas where they don't even make sense.
Yeah, the legend and the lore of Santa Claus is unrelated to one, his race, and two, his spouse. I mean, Mrs. Claus exists, but she's just there. She makes cookies. Like, what does she do?
Yeah, but look at it. Who's trying to propagandize us? It's like some soy boy and some fat feminist. It's always the same people that are perpetuating this nonsense.
When he said, well, we had this joke, or I had this joke with my wife that if we had a kid, we would teach him only about black Santa. And it's like,
black gay Santa.
Do you
Santa.
Think white
what?
People only teach their kids about white Santa? They just teach them about Santa. And the majority of people are white, so most Santa depictions tend to be white.
Yeah.
I saw the meme on, I think it was Twitter or Instagram, and it was this little black girl with a white Santa Claus, and the mom took a picture, and the little black girl was really upset, and the caption on it, it looked like it was sent on Snapchat. I was like, LOL, she wants to see black Santa instead. And then the next one is her with a black Santa, and she's smiling. And I think people were passing around because it's like, oh, how, that's cute. But that's actually messed up if you think about it. Like, this little girl has it on her head that she only wants a black Santa, obviously because she's been exposed to this, like, these, like, black nationalist ideologues at home. Yeah. And she's now growing up with that she doesn't want white Santa. So it's like, that's not cute. That's actually pretty concerning.
Yeah. I mean, is there nothing that is safe from the injection of progressive politics? Not Christmas,
this is supposed to be a fun little tale to tell children so that they can escape from the reality of the world and engage in this fairy tale.
Yeah.
We can't even do that.
The lesson of Santa is, look, if you're a good little boy or girl, Santa will come and give you nice presents. And if you're not, you know, he'll give you coal. But this is now transformed into a lesson about, did you know that interracial couples are okay? And did you know it's okay to be gay too?
Yeah.
Those are, I don't care. Those are fine lessons. Teach your child whatever you want. But the point is, like, it's sort of irrelevant to Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Mm. And it's getting progressively weirder. Next year, it's going to be like Santa and sodomy. Why do we need to relate these two things at all?
Don't encourage the fan art. That's all I can say.
We always want to encourage the fan art. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, next up I got the, as I said, the serious topic of the night, this Melbourne attack, but we should probably take a break before we hop in there.
Yeah, we can do some super chats. Oh boy. Travis Valle, hey Matt, just came from Turning Point Conference in Florida, saw protesters and cool speakers. You should talk to Charlie Kirk to be a speaker next year.
Hey man, I'll listen to any and all invites, you know? But I'm not, as Blonde knows, I don't go to bat for myself. I don't email people and be like, hey, let me come to your thing and do stuff. Nah.
I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I often get people saying like, oh, you should go on like this person's show. And it's like, well, that's kind of the thing you need to talk to them about. I can't really just I'm coming on.
Right. Then when I was on Stefan the other day, he's like, oh, I was wondering why you would never ask to come on my show. I'm like, you think that I'm just going to start my little channel and then ask you to come on your show?
It's the same rules as someone's house, you know, even if only my best of best friends would I feel like I can show up without saying anything.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, you don't go to someone's house if you're not invited.
No, that's weak. This week. A big donation from Big Red Doggy. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, you guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Remember, he wrote us the poem too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Two presents from Big Red Doggy. Joshy Boy said, courtesy of the Old Republic. Thank you for that, Joshy.
Thank you.
Humane Mind, but these two beauties on this episode, so really you should rename the show Two Girls, One Cuck. Merry Christmas, everyone, and congrats again, roaming for the CRTV show. Thank Someone you. Had to say it, didn't they?
Whatever. I don't care. Claude, not my precious ego. Please don't hurt that.
Claude Sanchark said, Blonde, did Matt ever send you my song? Also, what did you think about it? Honest opinion. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I have not forwarded it, I must confess.
Oh,
but
sweet.
I do have it
not
in my inbox.
Fault.
It was an elaborate, it's not Blonde's fault. It was an elaborate song with lyrics, 12 Days of Christmas, that included all of us. Really? So I will forward that to you so you can take a look. I'm sorry I haven't forwarded it yet. I'm behind on my email and, you know, coming down with some type of disease. So whatever, X, Y, and Z excuses, but I promise I'll do it after the show.
Matt need more huge ass tequila shots or hats. Yeah, Matt's tequila drunk right now. He's had 15 shots today.
What?
Remember last week we were talking about tequila shots because you were like, "Oh, I can't drink whiskey. It hurts me."
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Claude Sanchark. William
Steer. I
didn't
say it hurts me. I just said it's gross.
Some nonsense like that. Right. William Steer said, "This is the Lost Threes Company Christmas episode." Thank you for that. Static Wave, I just want you to know I clap at the end of every one of your shows, even when I don't watch live Iris wristwatch. Skeg is going to find you.
No, we can hear it. We can hear it. I can hear it through the internet right now. And I hope you boo when you don't like it, too.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a few more of these. Dan Marr said, "What are the minimum requirements to not be a cuck? Merry Christmas." That's a deeper philosophical question than I thought.
Minimum requirements? I guess maybe the answer is like prioritizing self-preservation over the interest
of
others.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds selfish.
Don't just be a total pushover.
Yep.
Yes.
Take care of yourself first and your family. And if you do that, you're probably not a cuck.
Yeah. And I just feel like confidence. Like so many of these male feminists, whenever you see them in a room with an actual woman who's a feminist, they just kind of turn into these like, I don't know, he's submissive.
In your male feminism video, you had this clip of this guy. It looked like he was giving a TED talk or something. But
I've seen that one.
That was an actual TED talk.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Oh,
that was an actual TED talk.
I've never been tough or strong or you know, traditionally male.
They're not supposed to cry. I was like, poor.
Oh, people were not kind to him in the comment section.
That was terrible. I remember listening to that a while back, but it's like, I don't know. Somebody. I don't know. He just needs like his ass kicked or something, and then he'll toughen up. You know?
I mean, he's just a little low T guy. I don't think there's much a guy like that can do.
Testosterone supplements? I don't know.
I mean, what can you do? Like the Try Guys are just gonna come out and be Viking warriors one day. It's just not gonna happen. Some dudes are just pussies.
And I mean, I guess I want to clarify what I mean.
Like the ratios have gotten higher though. I can't imagine this being
what of low T.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. Like, I mean, in World War II, like these people. I just can't. I think we're
there's
so
been a market
if it ever
decline.
Comes to that.
It's nearly 20% less testosterone in millennial men than boomers. I think that's the statistic that I read. But it's really bad. We were actually talking about this the other day because I'm like, I'm not sure about the soy theory, but I find it compelling. But it seems like this has got to be a food thing to me.
Hmm. Right. And I made a video about male feminists and I used the soy boy meme just as that's what people call them. It's like, if I call someone a cuck, I'm not actually... You know, there are these people like, oh, actually, he's not a cuckold. Like, yeah, no, that's not. Okay. So there are like all these people like you don't know anything about nutrition. And then like 15 paragraphs about soy. And it's like, oh, you're so.
Ooh,
like,
I
this
can't
is
wait
what
for another
point.
Stream of you talking about nutrition for like an hour or
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the last one with vegan gains. So.
No, but like that's the thing. There are even people like a vegan saying like, oh, vegan gains is going to wreck this. And it's like, is like meat tied to like listening comprehension? Because this is like a recurring problem with you guys. Seriously.
Well, it's an inability to differentiate from what is literally sincere to what is just kind of tongue in cheek.
Right.
Good fun.
But I think that there's some supportive data to the soy argument. I haven't dug into it too much, but I find the research pretty compelling. And I like the term soy boy. It really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I know that they'll say to pregnant women, or sorry, not pregnant, menopausal women, if you're like, you know, to
eat soy. Yeah, because it bumps up your estrogen level. Yeah, I have heard that. We should get through a few more of these. Warren Harshaw said, can you talk about the Star Wars TLJ backlash? The movie got a 55% Rotten Tomato audience score. Now everyone is blaming trolls, Trump, and the alt-right.
I noticed that when that happens,
we've talked about this a ton, though, so maybe we should skip this question.
I might talk about it next week in terms of the blaming of the poor reception on the alt-right and others.
Yeah.
That's what
Amy Schumer did, though.
Wait. Oh, about her. Yeah, about her Netflix special.
No, guys, it's not that it's not the alt-right. It's just that we're all actually alt-right, everybody. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I might talk about that a little bit more next week.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. Your plain friend said, Mary Cockmas, thanks for the show. Thank you for that. Stan, friend of the show, said, that book is validation for book burning, that children's book, presumably. Oh, wow. Thank you, Stan. A few more. Downskated said, the truly deep and important question for roaming, cereal or milk, which goes into the bowl first?
Oh,
yeah.
Cereal.
Can
who
you believe there are people who say milk goes in first?
No, they're wrong.
Yeah.
And then last one for right now is Jonathan Edwards. Gay Santa, we're all fucked. Merry Christmas. Thank you. And we can get back to the rest of these.
I want to hear surely there's like a modification of like Santa Claus is coming to town with that theme. You know, there's just a lot of opportunity for Christmas carols of that theme to be hilarious, yeah. But we'll save those for another time. It is that time, of course.
And now the nothing to do with the religion of peace terror attack of the week.
Allahu Akbar!
All right, Blonde, what happened?
I mean, we always cover these terrorist attacks several days after they happen, and so everybody knows the details surrounding this. But the one in Melbourne, what we mostly want to focus on in this segment is the reaction to it, because I still feel like every time there's a Muslim terrorist attack that's clearly Muslim, they're like, oh, he had other issues. He had mental health issues. So anyway, a driver of an SUV plowed into a crowd on a busy Melbourne street on Thursday. 19 people were injured. 4, as of this morning, are still in critical condition. So there might still end up being some fatalities out of this. And they're saying that it's deliberate act of evil, but not terrorism. So the police commissioner, I want to read this quote really quick. We haven't yet identified any linkages between him, extremism, any extremist groups, or anything to do with terrorism at this time. They've conducted a preliminary conversation with the suspect. So,
which is a lie. That's a lie. What they mean is they haven't connected him to a terror group. But
right,
as part
that's
of
a
this
really
interview,
definitive statement, what he said right there. We haven't yet identified any linkages between him, extremism. And he did say something about the way Muslims were treated.
Right. Per their own interview, it's like 2 days ago. Had blamed the mistreatment of Muslims for some of his activities. That is a political motive. That would make it definitional terrorism. But then the follow-up sentence in this Australia ABC subheading here, but they still do not know what motivated him to drive through a busy crossing. He told you what motivated him.
So the police commissioner said, during that conversation, he made what I can best describe as utterances in respect to a range of things about hearing voices, about dreams, but also attributing his actions to perceived mistreatment of Muslims. Obviously, yes. We need to explore all of that.
So how can you eliminate terrorism? Maybe there is mental health.
No linkages
Maybe there is
to any kind of extremism at all, despite his stated MO. So the police commissioner described the driver as Saeed Noori, 32-year-old Australian citizen who was Afghani. And he was known because he had a criminal assault charge and some drug abuse. These are minor charges. And then they're also saying that he has been treated for a mental illness. But that was vague. I couldn't get much more information about that. What mental illness?
It seems like every headline is focusing on that. I want to play a segment from the Today Show the other morning, and then it has some of the headlines in there. But everything is like mental illness, drug right. use. And I think at some level it is media bias potentially. But this is also what the Australian authorities said. The Australian authorities, the police, I forget who the other officials were, they came out and said those things. No connection to terrorism, mental illness, drug use. So I do think the media probably takes a share of the blame for minimizing this note about what he said about mistreatment of Muslims. But at the same time, they are forwarding what Australian officials are saying too.
Mm-hmm. And what, I don't know, it's annoying to me because I don't think those things need to be mutually exclusive, right? I mean, if someone has maybe a history of mental illness, but you know, he's been, let's say, in contact with ISIS and everything, and he's been reading all these, like, for example, don't know if this guy has been doing that, but these radical Islamic texts, I don't think you can just disregard that, like, oh no, it's just the mental illness. I mean, maybe he might be more prone to be radicalized, but you still can't ignore like this overarching thing that seems to be somehow connected to so many attacks, right?
Right. And the mental illness card, they will give this to any Muslim. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but the Charlottesville guy was a diagnosed schizophrenic several years predating this incident. But nobody gave a shit that he has literal schizophrenia. But this guy has some vague mental condition, and suddenly it doesn't matter that he's Muslim. That's not part of his motivation. They've ruled it out within 24 hours.
Yeah, well, but there's conflicting statements on that, too. And you'll see in this news piece, they say, no connections to terrorism. Also, authorities are investigating and they haven't ruled anything out. Like, which is
but
it?
Yeah. We don't know what's happening, but we can say for sure that it wasn't terrorism. Right. But we don't know, but definitely not terrorism. But so I mean, I think that if people hear about an attack, they should just look into it themselves. And regardless of what the press says, because they're not always like, they just are not very forthcoming. Just look at, and this is going to sound bad, but like, names, country of origins, and you can like probably surmise a lot from that. I know, like, it's true because I think there's definitely a concerted effort to make it seem like these attacks aren't happening. But I mean, people are like, in this case, not dying, but in a lot of cases, yeah, dying.
Advocating of racial profiling confirmed. Let's check out the news piece. So this is from the Today Show. I think this aired Thursday morning or Friday morning. I saw it was live. I can't remember. But, you know, note some of the inconsistencies here.
This happened at the start of the evening rush hour, right in the center of Australia's second biggest city, at probably the biggest intersection in Melbourne. A deliberate act, say police. Terrifying. But they still can't say it was terrorism.
This was no accident. The victims mowed down by a man whose intention, say police, was to injure or kill. A high-speed collision witnessed by hundreds on crowded streets. A white car plowing into pedestrians. This the scene filmed by a bystander seemingly moments afterwards. People rushing to help the injured. Witnesses say the driver accelerated through a red light, ramming into 50 or 60 people crossing the road. Police now say the driver has a history of drug use and mental health issues.
He's a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent. He is a person who is known to Victoria Police. He has historical...
How many deaf people?
Every time, yeah. Unnecessary. Go on.
Assault matters.
So police say they have no evidence or intelligence at this point to indicate any connection to terrorism. But in another quite bizarre twist, when they arrested the second man who they say had been filming the incident on his phone, they find he was carrying a bag of knives.
Yeah, that was the other detail, a backpack of knives his friend has.
I'm just hanging out. I didn't do nothing yet.
I was filming it for YouTube or whatever he's doing. He's filming this. Unbelievable. And then, yeah, so he says, there's no known connection to terrorism. And then he closes, nothing's being ruled out. Except for the most obvious explanation is being immediately ruled out.
So counterterrorism detectives are still working on this, and they are ruling nothing out right now. Hoda, Savannah?
Yeah, there's a lot to be done there. Bill, thank you very much.
It's not terrorism, but we're not ruling anything out. Also, we have counterterrorist experts working on this.
Yeah. How stupid do they think we are?
This is the CNN. This is a CNN headline again, emphasizing this mental health thing. Melbourne attack driver had mental health issues, but no terror connection. We saw that this is the Washington Post piece. We looked at the New York Times piece earlier. SUV rams pedestrians in Melbourne, injuring 19. Police find no terrorist link. History of mental health. History
That's
of mental illness.
Really definitive, right there. Police find no terrorist link. That makes it sound like they've investigated it to the fullest extent, and there's no way that this was terrorism.
You could just add yet. You could just add yet to the sentence. Yeah. And again, I hate how misleading that is. No terrorist group link yet. We haven't connected him to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or somebody like that. But you don't have to be connected to those groups to be a terrorist.
It could just be a lone wolf attack. Definitely. Yeah,
they're always all about the lone wolf. He was a lone wolf. You know, he was a mentally ill lone wolf. We'll never know why.
But it's gotten so bad that so we're about 7 hours away from New York. My family was saying, like, "Oh, well, let's go on a road trip." I frankly don't want to go to New York City. I'm actually scared to go to these big cities now because it feels like it's so often, and there's nothing you can really do to protect yourself in places like that, especially not if there's going to be a vehicle ramming into you. Like, it's becoming more fashionable. So
you live under Trudeau. Don't tell me about safety.
She travels, though. And like, when I was in Europe, when I was in Stockholm, I remember being on the street where, like, 2 weeks after I left or something, there was a truck attack. And I was walking down that street going, oh, this is like a great place for that to happen. Well, you can't enjoy your life normally in cities anymore because you're worried about this crap. I feel like everybody feels like it hangs over you like a gloom when you're traveling.
Yeah. And
but it's just
mind,
part and parcel of living in a city.
Yeah.
Obviously.
There are barricades in Melbourne from the attack in January, which is still very ambiguous, much like this one. A witness said there was a car attack similar to this in January. A witness at the time said the guy shouted Allahu Akbar. That was later disputed, and it was blamed on mental illness as well. I've had people tell me both. Like, it was definitely an Islamic terrorist. I've had people tell me it definitely wasn't. But this is the second time in a year that we've had these kind of car attacks that are being immediately blamed on mental illness.
Yeah. Except for my buddy with that bag of knives over there. Just no big deal. Unrelated.
Knives.
You know, they let him go. No charges, nothing. Just walking around, bag of knives.
Are you serious? He's already out?
Probably yeah, they said it's unrelated. They're like, oh, there's no
connection. He was filming it, though. Well, I guess a lot of people were filming it.
He had a backpack filled with, I mean, what do you want?
But they haven't connected him to him? Is that why?
Yeah, they said there's no connection, and then they let him go. I find that hard.
I mean, I guess it's not a crime to carry around a bag of knives, but it is really weird.
So people in the chat are mad that I'm like dissing New York, and someone says, hey, I live in NYC. The attacks are light. Okay, the attacks are non-existent where I live, and that's how I prefer it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like we've become so desensitized that, you know, it's now like, oh no, there's just been a couple of terrorist attacks that have been deadly. It's not that bad. It's like, I think
just
we're actually
people in the last year or whatever. Who cares?
Right. No, but there have actually been like, there was the one with the guy from the diversity visa lottery. And then there was that other one in New York.
The failed one this last 2 weeks.
Right. The failed one. And there was one before that too.
Another failed one, I think.
Yeah. But there have been a couple, right? It's like,
well, we can't even remember. That's in and of itself.
Yeah. They get blurred together because next week there's going to be a new one we're talking about.
Last week, Blonde had already forgotten about the Truck of Peace. Like the Truck of Peace was lost. The Halloween
it was,
Truck of Peace.
Because I was investigating the failed terrorist attack and then I saw that 8 had been killed and I was like, what?
Oh yeah, the Halloween.
The Home Depot guy. Home Depot
plus
truck.
Plus the failed one. Yeah, there's just, no. Especially with like, no.
Yeah, we should be able to have these cataloged and be able to pull them from reference, and we can't. That means there are too many.
Yeah.
Or we're dumb. That's a possibility too.
Probably.
That's all I have to say on that. I mean, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating to see conclusions when facts are not available and facts are being minimized and or slightly hidden. I don't know. I don't know what this guy's deal was. Maybe it was more mental illness than mistreatment of Muslims. Maybe some combination of both. But let's get the investigation concluded at least. You're scoffing at me. I'm not.
You're always so generous with these people. It's like this guy did it because he's Muslim. And if there weren't any Muslims in any of our countries, this stuff wouldn't be happening. I don't. What else do you want me to tell you?
I mean, he at least stated his motivation in part explicitly, and that needs to be acknowledged by these people.
Yeah, they're just ignoring it. They're like, that's not really what you meant, right?
It's so frustrating because these extreme, like, they'll tell you right up, we hate you, we want to kill you because you have liberty, and because your women dress the way they do, and because you're not Muslim, and you know there are these people who be like, oh no, that's it's not. They don't mean that, and they'll just ignore it. It's like, but they're telling you explicitly.
Yeah. But he's You're crazy by Western standards. So this is a mental illness, not religious zealotry. Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Oh, and I also think it's important to point out before we close out this segment, he was going 60 miles an hour.
Jeez, I saw some surveillance footage that came available. They cut it off before impact with people, but it didn't look like he's going
miles
that fast.
Per hour. That is crazy fast.
Yeah.
Crazy fast, you know, there was just so much intent, clear intent here.
And nobody died at
60? Nobody died. I don't know. 4 people are still in critical condition, and one of them is a young, young child, like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that everybody's going to pull out of this.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure some people lost some limbs and stuff. And everybody's like, oh, well, no one was killed. It's like, yeah, but a bunch of people were probably maimed horribly. Does that
mean their lives are altered forever?
Forever. Yeah.
And I don't think the fact that your attackers happen to be maybe a little bit incompetent or inept makes things any better. I feel like the fact that the murderous intent was there is the issue, not just that they weren't very good at carrying out their plan.
Well, we joke about this all the time. If you can't trust your government to save you, you can trust the incompetence of the Islamic terror attacker.
Right.
But time will run out. I mean, that's the same thing with the pipe bomber guy, like, you know, guy
wait,
who charged
not
his own
metric. So that wouldn't be 60 miles an hour. They're telling
me 60 kilometers.
Yeah. What is that?
Okay. Isn't that like,
oh wait, hang on. What? How fast can you go around school zones in the U.S. in miles?
25.
So it's like 50-ish. Because I know in Canada we can go like 30 kilometers per hour.
37.
That's still really fast. Wait, you 37. Say 37 miles per hour? Okay, never mind. That's not nearly as fast.
Well, you guys can go fast around schools. Dang.
Well, no, we can go 25, but that's
children on their toes.
No, 25. Miles per hour to
American kids are fat. We want to do things that are
so that equals 40 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, I guess the at that weight, the vehicles themselves will also be taking quite a bit of damage. So incentive not to hit the kids.
We should probably do some super chats.
Yeah, and then we'll hop into Rosie.
That story is totally wild.
I thought What's Rosie been doing for the last, like, ever? I mean, she was practicing. It seemed like she was dead. She just went away. Now she's back.
Let's see. Did I read this Redicus one? I swore this was what we talked about last year. I don't think I read this. And he says there isn't a war on Christmas. The black guy looks like he wants a bullet dinner. Jeez.
Well, the Mall of America Black Santa was kind of a story last year because they put in a Black Santa and like everyone had a reaction to it. I don't think we talked about it though.
It doesn't sound familiar at all. So, Joshy Boy said, so they removed Santa or Mrs. Claus. I call sexism.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
true.
So.
They're getting rid of like women's roles and representation in popular culture. There's so few of that already.
Oh yeah, why are they complaining? Deferen said $20 says the authors of that book would be rolling in their grave if they knew Santa is based on a Christian saint. Do they not know that?
I would assume
because they don't really call him Saint Nicholas in the U.S. and Canada. Much.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of common knowledge. I would hope that those two people knew that, right?
I'm sure they probably do, but Santa is so much of a cultural figure now, like a
that's true.
A religious cultural figure almost.
Let's see. David R. said, Bah Humbug Blonde, stunning again. Thank you so much. Matt Alpha, as always. Roaming, gorgeous as always. Roaming is a nod to R6S, would love you to say in a serious tone. Always have a plan and always have a backup plan for when it goes wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Oh,
Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay. What?
I think.
I've only
R6S, is that what you said? Oh.
Wait, so what is it? Always have a plan, always have a backup plan for when that plan fails?
That's pretty close, yeah. For when it goes wrong.
Yep, goes wrong. Okay.
Said it.
No, I'm going to do it properly. Okay. Always have a plan and always have a backup plan for when that plan goes wrong.
Nice.
That's the best I can do.
First take.
Chicago conservative, black people are 13% of the population, 70% of commercials and movies. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I guess so. Gabriel Lopez, our resident faggot, says Eurasian is the superior female race, hands down. Awesome.
Nice.
And then a giant donation from Brian Gaston. He said, Roaming Millennial, big fan. I subscribe every week. Since that is how often I get unsubscribed. Ah, I see. Matt, may your chalice overfloweth with pussy in the new year. Ladies, may the scourge of feminism continue to fear you. In the scummiest display of innocuous sexual harassment, I'm blowing you all sloppy kisses. Thank you.
Holy cow. Thank you, Brian.
It was a huge donation.
My goodness. So that's the most aggressive super chat we've ever had, I think.
May your chalice overfloweth. Jay Fry has sent some aggressive super chats.
Just don't read them. Maybe you just.
I do periodically, when there's too much anti-Semitism, I will not. I will never
Thank you, Brian. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much. The Coward Liberius said, Matt, the majority of depictions of Santa aren't white because the majority of people are white. He's a character of explicitly European folklore. We don't depict Anansi as a white person. I wonder why. People can't accept that though. Be like, oh, this is a cultural figure that exists in our culture as this race. Why is this problematic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that that American whiteness created him, but surely his origin is from predominantly white people. Thus, he is white. That's all I'm saying. Yep. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's just do a few more. Zach Morano said, Best Buy has me working until 11 as if that will stop me from listening to my favorite show. Here is my last 2 hours as a gift to you. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Zach. Hard-earned money. Parting with hard-earned money to keep this project alive. So, and then last one for right now is Joseph Kulisic. When will SJWs introduce Islam to a galaxy far, far away? The Jedi religion obviously needs a replacement.
Oh, boy. Islamic Star Wars?
Oh, no.
That would be great.
There would be a lot more explosions.
We're good for right now.
Okay. As I said at the top, this might be my favorite Twitter meltdown / interaction. It's one of the better that I've seen for some time. So we talked about the tax bill a little bit last week. And Rosie O'Donnell, who, as I said, is apparently still alive somewhere doing something nobody knows. She gets on Twitter and apparently really doesn't like the tax bill and says, how about this? I promise to give $2 million to Senator Susan Collins and $2 million to Senator Jeff Flake if they vote no, I will not kill Americans for the super rich. DM me Susan, DM me Jeff, no shit, $2 million cash each. If it sounds like a crime, it is a crime.
Yeah. definitely.
Even to offer, which I didn't know, like even to just tweet, to sincerely offer is punishable by up to 3 times the value of what is offered in exchange for a vote. So in this case, $12 million and or 15 years in prison. Now, will she be prosecuted?
I don't think.
No.
Probably not.
I would love it. I think that would be amazing. Yeah. But I don't think that's going to happen.
And, you know, who else would love that would be Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro said, if Trump orders Sessions to investigate Rosie, he will be carved into Rushmore by Friday. And I agree, that would be a Rushmore-worthy gesture. Yeah. That I think everyone would love that. In a now-deleted tweet, Rosie responds, suck my dick, Ben. And Ben replies, among other things, hashtag me too, because this is obvious sexual harassment. Now, the kicker, too, is this morning, Ben tweets out that he had just reported Rosie for targeted harassment, not because he feels threatened or harassed, but mainly to see if Twitter does indeed have a double standard. Everyone knows if Rosie were conservative, Twitter would suspend her in a hot second. So Twitter, put your money where your mouth is. Hashtag me too. No word from Jack yet.
I get to see the little light bulb above his head when he realizes how he's going to respond to this. He's like, oh, me too. That's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, that was well played.
Yeah.
There's been a, I guess, movement trying to get Ben Shapiro on The View.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
I am hoping that happens. I would love to see Ben with Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. That would just, it would be perfect. I don't think it's going to happen, but I really want it to.
Yeah, that'd be great. I also,
too bad Raven Simone's not still around. That would be top-notch television.
This perspective of left-wing elites like Rosie, who seem to think, oh man, the influence of rich people in politics is just terrible. But if I offer direct compensation in exchange for votes, that's fine.
Literally pay to play.
Yeah,
my and politics are the right ones.
What's her net worth? Let me look it up.
But I just don't get all these rich people outraged at this tax bill. I mean, they could still give away their money to people. They can give it directly if they really care about poor people. They can give it to charities. Nothing's stopping them.
Yeah,
Rosie O'Donnell's net worth is $120 million.
How?
Wow.
And was she just dumping on rich people? Rich people are not going to kill Americans. Is that what her stupid ass tweet said?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Democratic response to everything now. This bill will kill people.
Yeah.
That's going to get people killed. Okay.
Like, can we see that Rosie O'Donnell is a rich white person? She's acting
glad you guys
like
are all deficit hawks now, too. You're all the debt and the deficit's going to get people killed. Yeah, okay.
Suddenly glad they care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's all I had on that. No word on if Rosie's going to get banned or not. At minimum, I'd like to see Rosie suspended even temporarily off Twitter. That would be great.
But there's definitely this double standard. I mean, I've reported people for actual threats and violence and said nothing. And they've said, we found that this doesn't. And I'm like, really? Because this seems like someone's actually saying they want to kill me. But
Someone tweeted to me, like, shut your honky mouth before I shut it for you. Something like that. So I reported it. Not because I'm, who knows, please don't come to my house and forcibly shut my honky mouth. I'm not worried about that. But I want to see, hey, if I said this to that guy. Shut your N-word mouth before I shut it for you. They didn't, and they didn't, just hold on.
Uh-oh.
What just happened?
I don't know. That's true, though, Roaming. The week that I got suspended for saying fag, somebody told me on Twitter that they were going to come to Seattle and slit my throat. And I reported that tweet, and they, like, responded to me within hours, like, we found no violation of terms of service. But I was locked out of my account for a week just for saying fag, for hate speech, targeted hate speech, or some stupid crap like that.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, you know, whatever, if there's going to be rules in place where you can't threaten people, I'm fine with that. But it's just, there's absolutely zero consistency with how they're applying it, so.
Yeah, of course. I mean, now my video's gone?
Yeah.
Everything's going wrong.
I'm still here, you guys. Oh, Blonde's back.
But it got like bumped. You guys got bumped down. So now I need to fix this. This is the worst.
Well, right, I can't see myself.
I can see you.
I can see you too.
I dream of shows without technical difficulties, but you know, Skype will do that.
It's okay. It makes me happy when other people are having the technical difficulties because I feel like it's usually me. Like 99% of the time, I feel like it is me. So I get to be here and like, oh, you guys, you should have your stuff together.
Get it together. God.
Right.
Well, I can't see my own video, so as long as you guys can see it, awesome.
You guys want to, can we do like super chat while I try to fix that? Now it's just freaking out.
Sure.
Sure.
Super chat.
Now I don't even have your video at all.
I feel like this one's not my fault. Okay. Do you have my video now?
Yeah.
It's going on and off for me. I don't know what a Mac can see, but...
Yeah, it's switching on and off. How about this? Can we just restart the call really quickly? It's like poor connection, it looks like.
Oh, no. Okay, who's calling who?
It doesn't... I'm just going to turn you guys off and then hang up and call you again, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, audience. We'll get it fixed here.
Yay!
Okay, now... Oh, yes. All right, it fixed itself. Sweet. I didn't even have to do anything.
Okay, well, I can't see myself, so let's hope that... What?
If your video would just stay on, then it fixed itself.
I don't know what to do. This isn't my fault. It's not my fault.
Okay.
And now I don't have roaming either.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm just going to leave you off camera for right now.
That's fine.
Should we move on to Mika, or should we do some Super Chat?
Whatever you want. Should we do some Super Chat?
Yes. I think we're good now, hopefully.
Okay.
Such great flow on this show. Oh my God.
I know. We have a real thing. Okay. I got the big donation. And then let's see. Kyle says, damn, Super Chat doesn't want to work. Always watch you guys Monday mornings. Finally getting to see it live. Merry Christmas. P.S. Roaming. I love you. Ooh. Wow. He loves you.
I'm flattered.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it.
And Merry
that.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Dangerous Spaces. Matt is right about clapping at movies. Everyone knows clapping is triggering. Finger clicking, you insensitive bath passers.
Yeah, of course.
I actually get triggered by this.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
actually, it upsets me.
It's so queer. Why would you do that? Come on, people. El Chongo. Hey, Matt, don't worry. I still think you're a sexy man. Happy early Christmas.
Well, thank you. Jeez. Now my ego is being built back up.
Jonah Burns. Hey, speaking of guests, you think Owen Benjamin will make an appearance here or on Uncensored? Great guy for free speech and historical references. People keep telling us to have him on. I'm not super familiar with his work, but he's funny from what I've seen.
Yeah, I keep hearing good things, and I've seen him on Crowder before. I know he's a funny guy, so I'll have to check out his stuff.
Thank you for that. Why nerdy? He referenced the war on Christmas first when asked why he was doing this. The gay Santa is about hating Christians, not protecting gays.
Hmm. Interesting.
Let's just do two more. Joel Dykeman. I don't know if Gabriel has called faggot of the day yet, so I'll do mine. Good news, bad news. Good news, Andy unfaggoted himself. Bad news, sadly, Kraut, Jeff Holiday, and Bass Mama are all faggots.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't say
I'm
it.
Not trying
Joel
to start
Dykeman
a war.
Did.
We only start wars on Christmas around here, not inter-YouTube wars. Everyone is just great. I love them all. They're...
Oh. The beta over here. And then last one for right now, Redicus. Watch the 16-hour Crowder CNN stream. So I am uninformed about anything today. All I know is Trump is evil and the GOP wants to kill kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not watch that for obvious reasons.
Holy cow. I can't believe you did that for 16 hours straight.
If we make it to the next part of the show, we'll do the remainder of these later.
Yeah. So speaking of Me Too with Ben Shapiro's Me Too reference, we've spoken about it on this show a little bit and kind of... been weary of the lack of due process and the lack of conclusive evidence for a lot of these claims. And it's not something that you see in a lot of shows like Morning Joe or things on CNN or other mainstream media pieces, but it happened on Morning Joe. This was Tuesday morning, and credit where due, to hear a conversation like this was really refreshing to me. And but Sam Stein had to come in. Sam Stein from Huffington Post had to come in and kind of ruin it, but still overall interesting conversation on Morning Joe on Me Too on Tuesday morning.
I think the process itself is what we need to be talking about before we talk about the men, because the process needs to be, it's going to be complicated. But I think women feel that they are maligned and mistreated through the process, and therefore they're afraid to step forward. So we need to look at the process. But right now, any woman can say anything, and a man's career is ruined. Now, a lot of women can say things that are true, and their career should be ruined.
By the way,
but the problem is.
By the way, hold on.
That any woman can say anything, and that's it. It's over. I'm stricken.
You think they're having marital problems?
That was so emasculating.
I like it.
Yeah.
She just shut him up with one finger, and he just. Ooh, yeah. That is embarrassing.
He's
and everyone
well-trained.
Saw that. Ooh. Oof. Hmm.
Anyway, she has good things to say.
I'm chilled by some of the cases I'm seeing now of people being run out of their jobs, bankrupted, and absolutely no due process.
I will say again, I'll go back, whatever the movement is, whatever the cause is, if you think it is bigger than due process, giving people an opportunity to be heard.
I know men who say they won't hire women
now. This
is
rich
coming from them. So that's
great.
Stupid.
How so?
The due process is so important after this baseless Russian collusion bullshit, after their string of Me Too sexual assault accusations that were, especially against Roy Moore, that were unfounded. And now they're like, oh, well, maybe women shouldn't be listened to all the time because they can blow up men's careers. Why now? Why now, bitch? Also, she always seems drunk. I know that that's ad hominem. This is an addendum to my argument. But doesn't she, am I the only person that thinks that she seems drunk all the time?
I don't know. Check her coffee. Check her Morning Joe. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do if someone could just say, Sam touched me inappropriately?
Yeah, so have an atmosphere that
rewind opportunity. A little bit. She says, I know men who won't hire women. And then Sam Stein chips in, well, that's stupid. And she pushes back on him, interestingly.
Yeah. You be heard?
I know men who say they won't hire women now. So that's great.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Well, what would you do? If someone could just say, Sam touched me inappropriately.
You need to have an atmosphere that's open to women coming forward.
So, Sam, what happens 20 years from now? What happens 20 years from now, Sam? Where somebody says, I worked with Sam Stein at the Huffington Post, and we were having drinks one night, and he put his hand on my leg.
Well, I'll say I work at the Daily Beast.
I know, but back when you first started at the Huffington Post, that's the environment we're in.
I want to go back to my original point. I don't think there is, I agree that there is a really difficult problem here of due process, and it needs to be, whoever is accused, it needs to at least have their point heard, and the ability to face their accusers, which is due process, the essential element of due process. I worry, and I just want to make sure, like, that you allow an environment where the actual victims here are still able to come forward and say, happened.
This is bullshit. Now that she realizes that the end game of her idiotic feminist stance is that women are going to get ousted from the workforce, which is something she's worked for her entire life, now she gives a shit. What about this last decade when she was doing stuff that supported this position? What about that? She's just realized that she's caught, that her own position has put women out of the workforce, and now she's trying to backpedal. It's too fucking late. It's too late.
Yeah, I find it hilarious that Sam Stein just kind of punted that question too, because that's the obvious end here. Is like, if I feel like I'm going to be accused by someone of improper action, and then I'll just be presumed guilty and ruined. Of course, I'm not going to want to associate with people who could make those types of career ruining accusations against me. That's just common sense. And then when pressed on that, he kind of punts it to like, well, say I work somewhere else. Or like, yeah, I get it. Funny joke. But seriously, though, what are you going to do when someone says he touched my leg?
And I love how he kind of frames it in, like, oh, we need to have a society that's open where women can come forward, as if that's not what we have right now, as if when people come forward. I mean, if anything, I'd say we're too much the other way, where we have this listen and believe mentality. And I mean, even in the instances where, let's say, Harvey Weinstein, when women were actually being penalized, or he was actually kind of using his power to ruin these women's careers or try to harm them, making it harder to find work, it's not that he went to people and said, yeah, so-and-so rejected my sexual advances, don't give her work. And the other person was like, oh, okay. No, like, he lied about them because he knew, like, obviously, if he were to do that, it wouldn't be the same. And it would have gotten out so much sooner.
Hmm.
I mean, in much the same way that a lot of the racial issues for the social justice crowd end up leading to a place of racial segregation by design.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what we're witnessing with the Me Too campaign? Feminism leading to gender segregation.
White Sharia. That's what we're seeing.
And it's the same thing with the whole trans pronoun issue. If you can actually be fined for not using someone's preferred pronoun, even if you mess up unintentionally, if that can actually have legal consequences, why would you want them in the workplace? Why would you want to have them in your office or your business if it's just going to be a liability for you?
Yeah.
But then again, I think this is hilarious, because anything that's getting women out of the workforce and into positions where they have to be traditional roles, I'm like, okay, fine.
Nope. This is what Blonde, that's, wanted, that's what welfare is for. That doesn't mean they have to have children and get married. No, you see, it's all part of the bigger plan. Exactly.
Yikes.
All right. I got two more items, which will probably be just about enough time with Super Chat. So this YouTube death stunt is pretty quick. You want to get through this? We can just get through this quickly, I think. It's just an update to that story.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys remember when we talked about this couple that they do YouTube stunts? Was this in the summer?
I can't remember when exactly it happened. I want to say it was like sometime in the summer. Let me find the story here.
Her name's Mona Lisa Perez, and she pleaded guilty last week to second-degree
manslaughter. Her name is Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Perez. Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but that's very interesting.
In the June death. Yes, it was the summer of 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz III. So what happened was they had agreed that she was going to shoot him practically point blank through this encyclopedia that was supposed to stop the bullet. But these people are retarded. And so one of them shot the other one and then he died immediately because that's what happens.
With a 50 caliber Desert Eagle, by the way, not even just like, a 9mm handgun, like a 50 caliber.
And wasn't she like a foot away too?
Yeah. Perez says she fired the 50 caliber Desert Eagle from about a foot away. And they had tested this, apparently shot the encyclopedia with the Desert Eagle previously, and it did not penetrate the book. But I mean, I don't know how this went. There is footage of it because they filmed it. I don't know that anyone will ever see the footage. But I got to imagine the force. Apparently in this case, it did penetrate the book because it tore him apart. But just the force of that bullet hitting the book even has got to be incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
I can't.
They should have run a few tests. I think that they probably ran one and they're like, oh, it's okay.
And by the way, aren't they? I know that she was pregnant at the time.
And they had
now.
A young kid also.
And there was another one, so there are two kids. Is that the deal? Oh God.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about the logistics of her being sentenced. She's only going to get 6 months, but she's going to have, I think, 10 years of supervised probation after that. And initially, I was like, there was consent, so I don't know if she should be charged with anything. But this just seems like criminal stupidity to me, and so I'm kind of fine with the solution: the 10 years of supervised probation, 6 months in the slammer. I'm like, all right, you didn't really murder anybody.
I'm honestly worried for the children, though, because this person, like, I'm actually questioning her ability to be a competent mother just because, like, you
this
thought this was a good idea.
CPS situation, you know, there's no data around now.
Well, I was thinking about this at the time, too. Inevitably, there is going to be a conversation with the child or children about what happened to their father.
Mommy's a dumbass, and so is your dead mom.
Maybe they lie, or maybe the truth comes out, but, like, imagine
being one of those... There's no lying about that. That was a huge news story.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, they can find it. But just imagine being that child in 10 years, 15 years, learning about this. Do you think you'd, like, immediately hate your mom, or what would you do?
You have to, at the very least, resent her. I mean, I can't imagine learning about that and just being like, oh, accidents happen. It's okay. You wanted those views. Yeah.
But it wasn't even her idea. It was the idiot husband's idea. And then he set it up and everything. You should do this. And she's like, okay. So I don't even know if it's really her fault. She just married somebody stupid and followed his orders.
But I mean, even if someone said like, hey, shoot me through this encyclopedia, I'd still be like, how about no?
I'm not going to do that. Yeah,
like, no. She's also prohibited from profiting off the video. Yeah. So as far as I know, this video is not viewable anywhere, like not on LiveLeak or anything. Although, honestly, if it is, this is one of those things that I would just have to watch. If it is viewable, I have to see it.
Oh, no, I don't watch stuff like that.
I have to.
It can't be much worse than that video of that guy getting shot down by the cops that we watched 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we watch just awesome, uplifting stuff on this show constantly.
Surprised I haven't broken Blonde's spirit in like the year and a half of doing this show.
Haven't you, though? Every week I'm like, ugh. God, are we doing the show again? Oh, we should probably do some Super Chats before I move on, though.
Yeah, let's take out a few, and then let's look at this Daily Show song for women, and then we'll close out.
Oh, wow, all right, look at that. Boogeyman917 said, have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. Damn social justice warriors, even ruin the old classics for me. Seriously, y'all, have a merry Christmas. Thanks for the quality listening material.
Hold on, that was worthy of a poorly timed rim shot, that one was.
There it is. Thank you for that. Morgan Smallbone said, Melbourne is screwed. It's now the part and parcel stand of the South. Something about Australia that I've noticed, and New Zealand, and Canada for that matter, is they're not really experiencing the same kind of nationalistic uprisings that I'm seeing in Europe and to a lesser degree America. I'm not seeing that happen at all in Australia, which is crazy because they're, from what it seems like, they're experiencing a lot of terrorist attacks. You know, it's not a super populated country.
Yeah. I mean, I think just speaking about Canada, Canadians, from what I've experienced living in Canada, are really apathetic when it comes to politics, especially compared to Americans. I feel like Americans are kind of maybe too much on the, oh, let's protest about every little thing. And Canadians are way too far on the other end. Just super, super apathetic. There are, I guess, especially like among young males, kind of my age, I do know some people who are kind of getting, I don't want to say woke or red pilled, but you know what I mean? But overall, no, it's not happening. I don't have honestly much hope for Canada.
Well, I think it's an identity issue also. Like Justin Trudeau repeatedly saying that there is no culture in Canada. People internalize that. They're like, oh, well, I guess I don't need to really stand for anything because what am I? What are the people around me? What's my culture? It doesn't really exist.
Yeah, what does he say? Like post-national state.
Right. That's
it's nothing
isn't
to
that kind
Canadian.
Of a contradiction in terms? I mean, I kind of get what he's saying, I guess, but
if you have a state, then it's, you know, it's
yeah, but I mean, I think Canada is just like a legal zoning area. That's it.
You know? And the laws are suggested.
Yeah.
You know? let's get through a few more of these. Brian Gass and Matt, I'm breaking bread with Cuts White Knight tomorrow. Your advice, should I begin a debate that will likely sour the mood? Because it won't just be me and him. I'll get dogged on all ends by other liberal family members.
My opinion is I would take the same approach that I take every time I'm in a social gathering. I don't talk politics unless someone genuinely wants to talk politics with me. But I think it's even more important at a Christmas gather, whether you're right or wrong, you just don't want to be that guy at a Christmas function.
But if someone else is doing it, you can just be one of two guys. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if someone else starts, maybe then you push back. But I don't know. I just don't want to be, I really don't want to be a party to a person who wrecks Christmas for anybody.
I feel like Christmas is not about political arguments. It's about gossiping about the family members who aren't there at the time.
Yeah, sure. That's your angle.
Let's all remember what this holiday is supposed to be about.
Yeah. I know. Talking about how your aunt got super fat or how Uncle Jerry's clearly an alcoholic. Everybody knows.
Much more unifying conversations. Exactly. Everyone agrees. Yeah. That's A-plus advice. That's why people come to this show.
Yep, totally. Butte Mountain said, remember to hit that like button, kids. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thanks.
Constantine's commentary, that feeling when Damascus and Aleppo are hit with less terrorism than Western cities. Oh, P.S. Merry Christmas. Ruh-roh.
What is Aleppo? Never forget Gary Johnson, RIP 2016.
Yeah, Redicus, how do you sign Truck of Peace? I presume he means...
Oh yeah, of course. Good. You picked up on that. That was going to be one of those that was lost to context to me. Do you remember when we had that show and they were doing, they were talking about a mass shooting and they showed a press conference like that and they had Okay. So I don't know if you've seen this, Rowing. Have you ever seen a press conference about a mass shooting where they have to do the sign language of a mass shooting?
No.
And the person's just like, just going like that. I couldn't believe it.
I forgot about that.
It was. I mean, I'm a piece of shit for laughing, I guess, but it was hilarious.
Sign language is beautifully expressive.
Yeah.
There must be deaf people in the audience that they're doing this for, because everybody else that's deaf that would be watching it would just put on captions. It seems like a pointless virtue signal.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that. Why wouldn't they just put on closed captioning?
No, but I mean, I'm sorry, but if I'm a news agency or even a different department, why would I send the deaf employee to the news conference or to the press conference? Why?
Hmm. Yeah. And no blind people either, because blind people are definitely racist, if you saw our show last week.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
All right, a few more. Space Whale, here's some Christmas bash for my favorite Sunday stream. Please enjoy your favorite alcoholic beverage in celebration of this festive holiday. Blonde, have some of that sweet legal herb instead. You guys listen to what I want and need, and I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Thank you kindly. Merry Christmas.
And two more for right now. Redicus, every time someone subscribes, Muhammad gets a pineapple up the ass.
Jeez, that's a movie reference I actually know. I remember Little Nicky. I remember that movie.
What? Oh, I don't know what you're talking
in
about.
In hell,
Adam
Hitler
Sandler.
Gets... Yeah, right. Hitler gets pineapples shoved up his ass in hell in Little Nicky.
No Adam Sandler jokes on this channel.
There's no such thing as an Adam Sandler joke. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Last one for right now, David Alexander. I received my bonus last week. I could buy more presents for my family. Psych. Thank you for
that. Well, thank you for supporting the show.
We appreciate it.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
We're good for right now.
Okay. The Daily Show is still a thing. We were talking about it before we went live. Like, apparently it's still funny. We, you know, or some people, I should say, think it's funny. I don't understand because I don't get Trevor Noah. It's one of those things I just, he's never made me laugh. I don't understand how people find it entertaining, but apparently they do. But I don't pay a lot of attention to him until this week I did. The Daily Show does this yearly show, year recap type thing. They made a song celebrating what happened in the year for women. And so they sent, so these two Daily Show staffers and another guy, and another male or two staffers create this song for women. And it celebrates the year for women. And well, it's just, it's every bit as cringe as you might expect.
If there's one group of people who have defined this year, it's been women. So we asked Desi Leidig and Dulce Sloan for their thoughts, and they gave us a whole song.
It was a no-brainer to get on board with this project. I wanted to be part of the solution, not the problem. Men been creepy a long-ass time, and I want to be here to support women like the underwire of a bra and just lift them. Oh, my God, we're doing it, too. Hey, you going to cut that, right? Please, just cut that, please.
If you can't see the artwork, if you're listening, that is female reproductive system with their faces as the ovaries.
Why?
That's great. That's awesome. That's autographed and everything.
2017. Women. Started this year marching hand in hand to show that pussy grabber with the terrible tan.
Everywhere I looked, a lady resisted. Tried to stop Lizzie,
yet she persisted.
All around the world, we've come so far. Saudi women sitting at the wheel of a vehicle.
What a year for women. It's why we're singing.
Oh,
finally see
horrible.
Us winning. What a year for women.
Women all over taking care of each other. Showing some love to our sisters of color.
I can say that, right?
Nope. Hold up. DJ Mansplan is here. I'ma tell y'all what really happened this year. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus. Nobody likes a surprise penis.
Yo, Hillary Clinton, take us home.
What a year for women. It's why we're singing. Keeping it feminine. With this mess we've been in. Our lady dicks are swinging, sick of all this winning.
Oh, what a year for women. My goodness.
I love how they unironically included Saudi women being able to drive in like a few seconds away from mansplaining, as if those things are like
right.
equal concerns.
That's what's amazing. At one point they're saying, wow, isn't it great that Saudi women can drive? That's awesome. But we have a real problem with mansplaining that we need to clean up.
Huh. That doesn't give him any perspective, does it? This
also, when she says, celebrate my sisters of color, can I say that? No. Is that a joke? Because that's actually what you guys say. And by the way, what's wrong with sister of color? Is it the sister part or the color part? Why can't she say that?
Can't or can say she anything. Not? You're not allowed to talk to black people now, don't you know? That was painful. That was painfully unfunny.
And it's great because, you know, young people like things that are cool. And these progressives with their, I guess, moral virtue signaling, they're becoming so uncool. It's actually making it trendy to be against them. It's like Sargon did a whole video about it. Like this is cringy. Any young person can see this is awful.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that like watching your parents try to rap or something?
Yes.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just, no. If I were in high school right now, I'd be like, this is so fucking lame. I can't touch this or it's going to ruin my reputation.
You notice at the end they said, oh, our lady dicks are swinging. We're so sick of the winning. So I went through. I had to cut this down. That's not the full video. There's a little bit more. But I itemized what they're actually celebrating. So it went Women's March, Elizabeth Warren persisting, Saudi women can drive, the South Korean female president was impeached, Wonder Woman performed well at the box office, Beyonce had twins, Megyn Kelly went to NBC, hashtag Me Too, and the Harvey Weinstein fallout, and then Hillary Clinton. Which one of those is the win? Like the Muslim...
Megyn Kelly going to NBC, that's been a notorious disaster.
Well, they even said...
It's been a win for Fox because we have Tucker now, so yeah. I'm happy.
We're all happy about it.
One of the lines they said was like, Megyn Kelly went to NBC, $17 million for a show that sucked. They said that in the song, and so I'm thinking, well... You guys are talking about all the wins, and the biggest win is basically Saudi women driving. Is this sarcastic? I'm almost starting to think this is sarcastic, that you're talking about these female wins as a joke. at this point.
Oh, maybe.
But I just don't get it.
They seem really happy about like the Women's March, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
They did lead with the Women's March, marching hand in hand against the pussy grabber, yeah. The fake tan or whatever the fuck.
And I don't even need to say it, but for the love of God, it's been more than a year, okay? Stop mourning Hillary. Hillary's not cool. You'll never make her look cool. And nobody...
Don't get a tattoo of her. It's not going to get played.
Democrats, if you want to win again, just don't. Just treat Hillary like the plague. Just never talk about her. Leave her alone. Move on. Find someone with charisma. Find someone who's younger. Find someone with star power. Anyone. Hillary's the... You hate Trump so much. Hillary is arguably the biggest reason why Trump is president. So abandon her. She's not cool. She's not going to win anything for you.
Do you remember when the left used to be cool?
Yeah, yeah. When The Daily Show used to be cool, when Jon Stewart hosted
it. So it was, 15 years ago? It's been about 15 years since the left was cool. And then it's just been on a downward slope. They just let too many women in charge.
The left used to be cool because they were the, they would go against, I guess, the more Christian conservative social things. But now they've become the kind of virtue police.
Right.
Prudes about everything.
Well, that's what's weird is that the authoritarian elements show up in this piece. Like, I had to cut it out too, but they tell DJ Mansplain, get the fuck out of here. They say that to him. And they say, the black lady says to the white lady, you're not allowed to say this sort of thing. Like, you guys are joking.
But are you?
But that's actually what you say, though. So what's the joke? Because you actually believe these things. DJ Mansplain is not a joke. You actually think mansplaining is a thing. What's the joke here?
I don't know. The joke is that it's been maybe a terrible year for women.
Maybe.
They've lost a lot of power, you know?
Also, how is Beyonce having twins like a female empowerment thing?
Just anything Beyonce does. Beyonce is female embodiment personified.
That's which is baffling to me because she's with a man that is a known cheater that she knows has cheated on him. And didn't she conceive her twins through IVF? I'm sick of acting like all of these women in Hollywood are like your average woman. That's insane. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't really. I don't know. I
also think that she's untalented, but like people just go fucking ape shit for Beyonce. They just love Beyonce.
You think Beyonce's untalented?
Yeah, I just think that she's a hack, and I think she's unattractive. If we're gonna. Yeah, I just.
All right.
She's no Rihanna. You know.
She's a great singer, but I'm not into her music.
Yeah, she also can't. If I have to, hell is gonna be single ladies on repeat in my mind, an eternity of that. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now I know what to use as a show intro next week. We'll go with Single Ladies.
For fuck's sake.
I love that song. I had broken up with an ex, and like a month later he texted me, and that's when that song was just coming out, so I just sent him that video.
Oh, yeah, man. Teenage roaming millennial just shut that guy down so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did he reply?
Yeah, just frowny face, and then nothing.
It wasn't a video.
And that's
him
the
crying.
Last thing you ever said to him? You haven't.
No, then he started like. Then he still bugged me a bit later, but I was like proud for that. Yeah, I thought that was clever.
That's as feminist as you ever got, probably.
Yeah, I may or may not have been planning to send him that when I first saw that video and hoping that he contacted me so that I could send him that.
Oh my God, you planned this in advance too. This is even
it's
worse.
The worst thing I ever
God.
I'm so cool.
Jesus.
It's okay. We've all changed.
You're still a step above Hillary Clinton, though. My goodness. All right. Well, now I have reference to tell like how bad my breakups go. As long as I've never sent single ladies as a shutdown thing, you know, then
then I'll feel good. It's a different time.
Yeah, that's true. It's not era appropriate anymore. So it would be even worse these days. You want to catch up on Super Chat and then we'll close out?
Yeah, it's weird not having a 2-hour long show. I kind of feel like we're shafting everybody. This is what happens when
it's
you
Christmas.
Make a show that's 2 hours long and then it just becomes precedent.
We got tricked into a 2-hour show anyway. No. It's like Super Chat made it that way.
Yeah. Dangerous Faces and Matt, was that the first news report from ABC Australia or the US network ABC? If it was the Australian outlet, keep in mind they're extremely left wing. Did that guy have an accent? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think
the NBC piece, the video piece was US NBC. The print piece that said that's ABC Australia, the print piece that said what did it say, that he had admitted to doing this because of mistreatment of Muslims, but there's no motive known. That was ABC Australia.
Outrageous.
But aren't they, someone said they were like the CBC of Canada, so aren't they like a public entity? I might be wrong on that.
I don't know, but as always, links are in the description below. And then Redicus said, congrats on 100,000, Matt. Yeah, two nights ago, Matt finally crossed over into 100,000 before the end of the year. I'm real proud. Congratulations.
Yeah, right in time.
I put that on Twitter. Good job.
Yep. Thank you. No small thing. No small accomplishment. David Blackstone said, hey, guys, just wanted to swing by and support the show and say I agree with Ben Shapiro regarding the U.N. vote. Fuck off. Hashtag defund the U.N. Hashtag no foreign aid. No foreign aid.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't. 100%.
I got excited watching that speech.
Wait, which speech was that? Was that the Nikki Haley thing? Is that what you're talking about?
I think so.
That seems to be what he's talking about.
Yeah, the U.N. voted to like say that.
I only saw
condemn the U.S. for the Jerusalem embassy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Then Nikki Haley kind of made it so like, oh, well, maybe we'll think about this when we're, you know, funding. And I was like, yes, do it.
Robert Atkinson. All right, guys, please explain to Roaming Millennial. Roaming, who are you? Matt, you want to explain?
Oh, yeah. Well, so Robert Atkinson, I'm going to do our call-in show on Wednesday night. He delivered this deep philosophical question to us a few weeks ago, and we had to answer it on Wednesday. And the question is simply, who are you? So that's really all there is to it. I hope I'm not oversimplifying. But Roaming Millennial, who are you?
A Christian.
All right.
That's like the most like basic identity thing that I could like throw out there.
Hmm. Yeah, you answered in much the same way we did, which was like
quality
default to like foundational value that you have.
Yeah.
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 Or no, a woman. But that's like the like
a woman of color never talked to me again.
A woman of color, yeah.
Who would say that? But that's just like you. I don't know. To me, like that tells me nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
By the way, I don't think we got. I don't remember if we talked about it very much. But when you were at Lafayette and you were called like an alleged woman of color, or you claimed to be a woman of color, that was my favorite part.
My heritage.
That was my favorite part. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, to date, I still haven't made it through that entire thing.
Somebody try to wipe that makeup off. I think she's whiter under there. Let's check it
that,
out.
Alleged. I had such a headache after that day. And I can't watch that footage because it brings back like heart palpitations of just such frustration.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I think I told you I had to watch it in like 20-minute segments because it was just too amazing.
It was just, I don't think I've watched anything that's made me feel more hopeless about the youth in this country.
I'm so
I was like, you kids are fucked. I don't care what happens to you. I hope none of you get jobs. I was so mad at the end of it.
No, because I want there to be a documentary crew that finds, you know, some of the most vocal ones and then interviews them, let's say 5 years later when they're either jobless because they're such snowflakes with no marketable skills because they went to liberal arts college, or they've smartened up and kind of toughened up because they've been exposed to the real world. I feel like it has to be one of those two
things. It has to be one of those two things. I have a friend that emailed me a few days ago and he's like, you know, this girl that we used to go to school with, I just want to like share a few of her Facebook posts. And it was like feminazi, like crazy feminazi stuff. And she was kind of fine when we knew each other, you know, and she's about 27 now. But he was like, I don't know what to do about this. Can I stay friends with her? I'm like, talk to me when she hits 30 or so, and she's not going to be singing the same tune.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Yeah. So I don't think that they're going to be able to sustain this mentality through their 30s because a reality is going to hit them. They're going to be fucking poor. They're not going to have any families. They're not going to have anything to live for. You know, at the end stage of this, what does Marxism give you?
Mm-hmm. It gives you compelling stories. I mean, I couldn't believe when I watched it. It was just people lining up one by one to stand at a microphone and say to you, let me tell you how I'm a victim, though.
Yeah. Like,
okay, cool. Explain to me your worldview, your philosophy. Let's talk about that. I don't care like if your grandma was a migrant. Yeah, like what?
Like, that's the thing. Like, there's one girl, like, you know, I don't identify with being American. So does that make my family who has green cards illegal? It's like, nope, not how that works. You're extremely privileged, you, like little Asian girl in an expensive Northeastern college. Like what?
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right, we're running up on the clock, so let's keep it going.
Okay. Redicus said, I would pay good money to see Rosie meets the buff lesbian in jail. She is the buff lesbian in jail. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Buffer than her and more lesbian than her. Isn't she an actual lesbian? I thought she was.
Yeah, she's married, I think.
Hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or divorced or something. She's for sure a lesbian, though, for sure. Mm. Joshy boy, Santa is an obvious commie. Not only does he wear red, but he drinks the milk before eating the cookies.
Oh, what a joke. Did you know the apparently the modern Santa is basically like a Coca-Cola invention.
Before that,
he wore tan and stuff. Like, he didn't wear red. The red Santa is like a marketing thing.
Things I don't want to know.
Whatever. Jeez. Thank the Coca-Cola company. They made a great artistic rendition of Santa.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Vanilla Coke. Mm. Ew. Excellent taste. Exquisite taste.
No, it's really, the best.
When do you notice they got rid of Coke Zero? That was a big bummer for me. Yeah, now it's Coke Zero Sugar. And there's also no more Vanilla Coke Zero.
But I don't like
cherry
Vanilla Coke.
Coke.
What's
vanilla
wrong?
Vanilla Coke
with you?
Is sweet.
It is the best.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
It's the best.
All right, let's keep going through these. Gregory Hurst said, this tax bill will kill people. Repealing net neutrality will kill people. By the way, pay no attention to these Islamic terrorists who kill people.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Gregory. Agreed. Fatterone. I don't know, dude. How do you feel about the rhetorical device of using the colonialist blank as a new lazy button in arguments? Also, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Do you mean like in terms of South Africa, for instance?
The colonialist influence on the modern paradigm of, you know, when they talk about those stupid, it doesn't really mean anything.
It's nothing, yeah.
And it's so stupid because for a lot of, I mean, I'd say this coming from Hong Kong, for a lot of these countries, like the lasting influence of colonialism was, guess what, infrastructure, government systems that we inherited and stuff like that. So
And look what happened in places like South Africa with the erosion of colonialist influence. Yeah. It's just descended into absolute chaos, murder, racial strife. Some of these places, colonialism is the absolute best thing that's ever happened to them. You know, and if they can't see that, then I can't explain it to them.
We're all individuals living in the current era. I refuse to be apologetic for things I had nothing to do with a long time ago by people who may or may not be genetically related to me. Who knows? I'm so tired of that crap.
That's the thing. It's Europeans who are responsible. Like, what American colonialist influence? I mean, you'd have to like really stretch the word of colonialism there, but it's not even like America, which they always like to say it is. It's like, I mean, yeah, you can use it as an argument against the Brits and the French, maybe the Dutch, but like usually it's just like insert Western.
Well, they would say that the Native American displacement was.
But they were British back then. So, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I
do get that argument from people sometimes, though. In terms of America, that's pretty much the only argument I get about Native Americans. Okay, El Chongo said, here is a five so Matt can fix those technical difficulties. I don't know. That's going to help us.
Well, the good news is we only have to use Skype when we have a guest. Google Hangouts performs a little bit better. So
I don't know what's
roaming millennial for being here and making us use Skype.
Sorry, guys. a big donation from our friend of the show, Stan. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to three of my favorite people. Meeting roaming in person this year was a highlight. I truly appreciate everything you all do and so happy for your continued success. Much love. Oh, thank you, Stan. We love you, too.
Thanks, Stan. Thank you for helping us build this show and for supporting everything we've done. And
one day we'll meet you.
It's been a pleasure to get to know you.
It has been a pleasure. We do stream with Stan every month, so it's nice to talk to him then. Thank you for that, Stan. Downskated said, idea for Roaming Uncensored, good cop roaming, bad cop blonde. Chugging tequila from the bottle, uploading uncensored streams of thoughts on topics. That would be entertaining. I am looking forward to seeing Roaming Millennial actually uncensored, because as far as I can tell, does that mean that you're censored on all of our channels? Because that one time you did call for feminist eugenics.
I still very much support that, but I just, I just feel like, I mean, people are like, oh, so does that mean you're going to like swear and be topless? It's like, no, it's probably more just going to be talking about how diversity is our greatest strength. Yeah.
Cool. Krampus from Kansas said, roaming hacking Skype to kick blonde off. Yes, that is exactly. Definitely.
Yeah.
Jay Fry said, shit, like this is why I hate Stan. Hey.
No. Well, hey, progress. That wasn't anti-Semitic at all from Jay Fry. Yeah, very good job. Merry Christmas.
I read that like there was a comment after shit, but there. Merry Christmas. What are each of your views on the now passed tax plan? Talk about this all the time. Matt and Blonde, the show is great, and hopefully you can get more guests in the future. Roman, great content as well, and hope the new gig works out. Thank you so much. We've talked about the tax plan a ton. I'm not super invested in it because it doesn't really change anything for me.
Check last week's episode. I'll say three things. One, I like it when politicians follow through on their promises, whether I agree or not. So good on Trump and the Republicans for doing that. Two, I worry that we're reducing taxes while not addressing spending. Three, I worry that the repeal of the individual mandate is going to cause some chaos in the insurance market. We'll see what happens. Do you have an opinion on it, Romy?
I'm really, really super, super, super mega happy about the corporate tax rate. I think people who have been complaining aren't really familiar with what it actually says. And I think people need to keep in mind that when you talk about tax cuts and richer people getting a bigger tax cut, it's because they're already paying more. So most people don't pay federal, or I think it's about half of the people don't pay federal income tax in the U.S. So can't really give those people a cut to what they don't pay.
And the corporate tax is substantial too. I'm happy with it as well. I think it's going to bring back some manufacturing jobs. So we will see about that. Yeah. Let's see. Defren said Al Franken accused of sexual assault. We need due process. Roy Moore accused. He should be in jail now. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Shut up, Mika. It's fucking Mika. Richard McLaughlin on the Me Too or hashtag Me Too. There's no higher honor to a liberal than to be personally offended. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Tadio Sass said. Is that how you say that? Some of my Canuck money in hopes that one day you'll let me in the States and be a refugee from Trudeau's regime. Love all you and have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I always joke about Europe, too. Like, we're going to have to take in the Swedish refugees who have been displaced by the refugees in Sweden. Like, eventually yeah. we're going to get to that point.
No, that would be such a good idea. The U.S. just start taking all the, like, Europeans who are displaced by the migrants, and then, you know, there can be just like a switch. Yes, and everyone would be happy.
Well, except for you've sacrificed Europe at that point. So.
No, but it's already happened.
Poland and Hungary are going to become these kind of ethno states where they kind of shed their individual country's culture and they just take white people that are displaced from all European countries. I think that that's really what we're going to see. And then if things get really bad in those countries, we'll see a lot of migration to America.
Maybe Austria, we'll see as well.
Yeah. I'm hopeful about Austria, which I was not at this time last year. So, Joel Dykeman, just remember, if you don't know someone's preferred pronoun, just refer to them as a little bitch.
Sure.
Thank you for that. Sam, traveling in a few weeks, fortunately, in Central and Eastern Europe. So I like my truck attack odds. Thanks for the Friday night date, babe. Thank you for that. Big Red Doggy, hashtag Rosie did nothing wrong, according to Twitter from the Daily Wire. Rice cooker, Merry Christmas. I think Philly D said their 3-year-old child was watching when the accident happened.
Oh boy.
The shooting?
What? Yeah, what's the accident?
I don't know.
Maybe the car, the attack in Melbourne, maybe?
But, or is it the YouTube shoot? Was that live streamed?
Oh, yeah, you might be right about that.
Okay, that's definitely
the kid was watching. Yeah, that's got to be it.
That's got to be traumatizing and rough. Liberative.
Why would you have the child watch? God, this is so stupid.
I don't know. It might be accidental. Philly D seems like he's a really attentive parent. So.
No. I mean, what they mean is the child of the people who were doing the shooting watched the shooting happen.
Oh, I
not Philly D's kid.
I thought that Philly D's
kid
had watched the shooting.
Right. So not only did they do the shooting, but they had their kid there watching it happen.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That is idiotic. He's traumatized. Well, I saw my mom shoot my dad. My dad died right in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
Liberative, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the first and most popular social justice warrior anthem, glorifying victimization and profiteering off the birth defect.
It's always been there. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Attack Alpaca said, Blonde missed my super chat at the beginning of the show just for that football. Kidding. Still love you, Blonde. Sorry, I did not.
Did you? You're fired.
I go through like chunks of these, and sometimes when I'm going through the super chats, they're ones that have been given to us like an hour before. Blonde Atkinson. Blonde, did you miss my chat? I don't think so. Or Robert Atkinson. Did I just call him Blonde Atkinson?
It's that time of the night.
I know. We're 2 hours in. I start saying idiotic stuff.
Speaking of which, how many do we have? Because we did tell Roaming we'd let her out of here at 90.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we don't need to. We have like 10 left.
All right, let's see. Wind it out.
Final Christmas cheer, Trump and Nikki Haley's UN SmackDown and Ben Shapiro's full-on mega reaction. Christmas love to Roaming Millennial and the Beauty and the Beta family. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dangerous Spaces. In a survey in Australia, half of the respondents wanted to ban Muslim immigration. They thought they'd mess up, so they redid it. They thought they had messed up. So
jeez.
Same result. Jeez.
Right.
Nunia Stockson said, show me your tits, Matt.
DM me. We can, I'll give you my Snapchat.
Y'all. Nothing sarcastic to say, but here's a happier 2018 with sobbing social justice warriors, Trump winning more, and more Matt and Becca. Also, thanks for the advanced birthday gift. It's on January 1st. Thank you so much. Then last one. Sorry, guys, if I missed you, but we gotta close out the show. Matt McFadder, who was asked for Matt, where is the person that usually says Matt and I once made love?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's one. Matt and I once made love at a Christmas party. Really decked my hall.
Yeah, I'm known to do that.
Oh.
Tell your friends.
All right, so sorry if I missed anybody, but we got to close out the show. We got to let Roaming go.
Yeah.
I have family members who are eagerly awaiting to get back on the internet after I kick them off because I would be streaming.
90 minutes max. 90
yeah.
Minutes.
Well, thank you, Romy, for joining us. Congratulations on your show and your year of achievements and for joining us throughout this year. You're one of our favorite guests. We're happy to host you whenever you like. And I will say personally, it's my pleasure to say that I knew Romy Millennial back when she was just some rando being picked on by Lacey Green.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll say.
I remember that first stream. Someone was mentioning it in the chat that I was on my phone that stream because I was having, I was still with my ancient dying computer.
That's right. So please do find links to all of Romy's pages, including her new show on CRTV, in the description. Big thanks, as always, to our super chatters, live chatters, keeping the show afloat, shitposting away, keeping us honest with facts when we go astray. Really appreciate you guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. If you're listening on YouTube or in an audio platform later, thank you kindly as well for supporting the show. Remember, there's more material, including the call-in show, on the audio platforms. If you want to listen to the show, check those out. iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher. They're all linked conveniently in the description for you. And you can email us. That's beautyandthebeta@gmail.com. Normally, we'd be back next Sunday, but this week it's going to be Saturday because of New Year's. Still, if it's Sunday, sorry, Chuck Todd, it's not Meet the Press. It is Beauty and the Beta. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks, Roman.
Bye, guys. Merry Christmas.
Bye.